It's time now for your Farm of the Future report. I'm Tim Hammerich. For farmers in many parts of the country, they have fields that experience salinity. This buildup of salts in the soil can make it so very few plants can grow there, and the problem will often get worse over time if not addressed. Mark Huso of Huso Crop Consulting in North Dakota targets these areas with salt-tolerant crops.
Yeah, salinity is our number one challenge where I'm located. You know, drought has never been our priority. It's always been the saline soils. The true fixes have been, crop-wise, barley and sunflowers. Those have really helped. Otherwise, it's finding a CRP or a grass program to simply retire those acres, get them out of production, and not spend money on those acres. But that doesn't always happen. Guys aren't able to enroll these poor acres into those federal programs. Canola to a point, but we're finding that wheat and barley and sunflowers are our main fixes for those areas.
Huso uses precision ag technology to manage these saline spots within a field differently than the way the rest of the field is farmed.
The saline areas, the saline flats, let's not spend $500 an acre on those areas. Let's spend $50 an acre on those areas. So our focus was to use technology to help us save on fertilizer costs.
More information on Huso's approach can be found on the SWAT Agronomy podcast on any podcast platform. This has been your Farm of the Future Report. I'm Tim Hammerich.